Hello, ladies. I'm Camille, and welcome to Camille's Couch, where we talk about the things you wouldn't talk about with your mama. Today is Tuesday, November the 16th, and today's topic is one that everyone has an interest in, and everybody does it, has done it, or will do it, probably eventually. Either way, we're going to talk about it. So you ask, Camille, what is it? Well, it is sex. Let's talk about sex. Now, let's talk about it. So I recently found this article online about 20 interesting facts about sex, and I want to go over a few of them with you all. So first off, have you ever wondered why during intercourse you have to pee, but you don't? Well, Molly Smith at SheKnows.com says that sex releases hormones that prevent you from peeing. Yes, you heard that correctly. The hormones prevent you from peeing on your partner. Your body releases a hormone when you orgasm, which prevents you from going to the potty as you normally would. Now, ladies, do not hold it in for too long, or you may risk getting a urinary tract infection, a bladder infection, and believe me, that is something that you do not want. It's very painful, and I hope that I never experience that again in my life. So, the next thing I want to talk to you all about is, according to a study published in the Journal of Sex Research, it sounds like a really interesting research journal, a person's pain threshold significantly increases during arousal. This would explain a lot, given, you know, probably within the last 2 years, the 50 Shades of Grey phenomena that we experienced, you know, the S&M lifestyle. That would explain some things. But we'll save that for another podcast at a later time, just not today. Okay, the next thing I want to talk to you ladies about is that your brain turns off during sex. Well, kinda, sorta. According to a study from the Netherlands, the amygdala, the part of the brain involved with fear and anxiety, shuts down during a female orgasm. So that brain fog that you experience during intercourse is totally legit, ladies. It is totally legit. A fun fact that I also found is that even though the male orgasm seems to get all of the attention, the average female orgasm lasts 20 seconds. That is 14 seconds longer than the male's 6-second big O. So women get the last laugh on this one. Women, we get the last laugh. Okay, another fun fact that I want to discuss with you all is that sexercise is not a myth. Sex counts as a workout. Yes, sex counts as a workout. So if you don't like jogging, and if you don't like doing the stair climber, and you don't like doing the elliptical or going to your Zumba class, sex counts. It counts for something. Studies have shown that during 30 minutes of active sex, you can burn at least 200 calories. So take it or leave it, ladies, but that's an option that you have. Now, something else I want to talk to you all about is that, who do you think is laid more, men or women? Well, you usually think it would be men, but actually, it's women. According to Men's Fitness, women have sex 17% more often than the average guy. Yes, ladies, we're getting busy, but the difference is we don't kiss and tell. What happened behind closed doors stays behind closed doors. Another very interesting fact that I found is that women are friskier than we admit that we are. Even though straight women reportedly are only being aroused by men, research has shown that women are aroused by different sexual stimuli, including nude male and female bodies, heterosexual and homosexual sex, and even animal sex. Now, I don't know about that. I can't vouch for that. And we're moving along from that fact. Okay, and lastly, I want to talk to you ladies about your orgasms and your health. Orgasms are good for your health. There is no surprise there. Orgasms can lower a woman's risk of heart disease, stroke, breast cancer, and even depression. Now, I don't know about the others, but I definitely know that I do not have depression afterwards. I can definitely vouch for that. So, that's all for today, ladies. Until next time, remember, sex is good for your mood, so have sex often and get happy, ladies. Have a good one.
Spin. Let's talk about sex.